why did he decide, okay, I'm going to just sing, I'm going to become a solo singer?
I think we've got to go back a little bit to the privations of running a big band in the 40s. One of the reasons that the band was able to travel was that they decided during the war that they were going to give free concerts for the armed forces. Because if they did that, the state gave them gasoline. Otherwise, they couldn't travel around the country.
Yes.
So you find a lot of the big bands in 1944-45, at the height of World War II, are there entertaining army bases where raw recruits are about to be shipped off to the Pacific, or they're going to go to the last knockings of the war in Europe. And as part of their training to get their morale up, the big bands were touring all over America, and so they had a special fuel ration. But it meant enormous hops from one place to another to justify the expense of the fuel. This took a huge toll on Eckstein. Once the war is going on, is that the draft keeps taking musicians away. There's a hilarious BBC interview with Art Blakey saying how they all tried to dodge it. Dizzy going down to the recruitment board dressed in a negligee and all sorts of things like that to prove that they were bonkers or that they were drug addicts. And
yes.
Art Blakey himself was qualified 4F unfit for service. So a lot of them managed to con their way into staying in the band. But if you look at the ravages of the draft on the musicians, Eckstein just couldn't really keep this band going because he was losing musicians hand over fist. He's made his reputation. He's been a band leader. He's had a string of additional hits under his own name after Earl Hines. And now's the moment to go out and do exactly what Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday were all doing at this period and getting promoted as a solo singer.
Dear, I apologize.